Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio we will discuss drama. Now if you see the syllabus of CUET PG, under the literary genres section there is something called drama. But drama is a very broad term. So drama mein padhna kya hai? So and how should we approach drama? Now first you should start with the evolution of drama. Where did or when did drama begin? How did drama begin? So if we are talking about British literature or English literature in general, drama began with the mysteries, moralities and miracles. Okay, mysteries, moralities and miracle plays. So you should know the difference between these three. What is the difference between mysteries, moralities and miracles? So what is a miracle play? Basically, it dramatized the lives of saints and divine miracles. It was about divine miracles and also about the legends of Virgin Mary. Now, uske baad, mysteries. What were the mystery plays? These were basically based on the Bible and were particularly concerned with the stories of man's creation, fall and redemption. Now, uske baad aate hain morality plays pe. Now, this was basically about abstract ideas. And what it did was, it dramatized the battle between the forces of good and evil. Theek hai? And a good example can be the famous play, Every Man. This is a very famous morality play. And in this play, you know, you have characters like messenger, death, fellowship, goods, knowledge, beauty, strength. Ye sare ke sare abstract ideas to hote hi hain. But these are also names of characters. So this was basically, morality plays were basically about personification of abstract ideas and the battle between good and evil. Us cheez ke bare mein hota tha ye. And nearly all the moralities are didactic in nature. Matlab, they intend to teach something. Teach a moral lesson. Us cheez ke bare mein hota tha ye sab. So, in summary, this is what morality was, mysteries were and miracle plays were. Theek hai? Uske baad, there was also something called interlude and masks. And mask ki spelling hai M-A-S-Q-U-E-S. Masks. Or singular mein without the S. So M-A-S-Q-U-E, mask. So what is the difference between interlude and mask? Now after the evolution of drama, you should also know which was the first English comedy that was written, which was the first English tragedy that was written. For example, the first comedies that were written are generally regarded as Gammer Gurton's Needle and the second one is Ralph Royster Doister. These two are considered the earliest written comedies or comedies written in English. And Ralph Royster Doister has been written by Nicholas Udall. Okay, Nicholas Udall. Udall with a U-D-A-L-L. Udall. Ye naam hai. And this was first performed in 1553. Whereas Gammer Gurton's Needle was performed slightly later in 1559. These are the tentative dates. Kyunki ye bahut purane hain. These are just tentative dates that we have. But in the field of comedy, English comedy, these two are regarded as the first ones. Uske baad aate hain tragedy pe. Now the first English tragedy that was written is generally Gorboduc. Okay, Gorboduc is the title. G-O-R-B-O-D-U-C, Gorboduc. And this was premiered, or let's say, performed first in 1561. Theek hai? And an alternative title of this tragedy is The Tragedy of Ferrex and Porrex. Okay, the Tragedy of Ferrex and Porrex. Isme hota basically kya hai, that Gorboduc is the king and he has two sons, Ferrex and Porrex. But Ferrex aur Porrex mein ke andar ye aapas mein hi lad jate hain. And then one son kills the other one. After that the mother, or let's say the queen, kills the other son who killed the first son. To gusse mein ye log aapas mein maar lete hain ek dusre ko. Aur uske baad whoever remains, jo baki janta hai, they are so enraged. The common people are so enraged by all of this that, you know, this is what has been going on in the royal household. उसके बाद वो मिलके सबको मार डालते हैं, राजा रानी सबको मार डालते हैं, आम जनता. सो इन द एंड एवरीबॉडी डाइज. सो दिस इज द फर्स्ट इंग्लिश ट्रेजेडी दैट वाज रिटन, गॉर्बोडॉक. ओके, एंड एज आई सेड, एन अल्टरनेटिव टाइटल इज द ट्रेजेडी ऑफ फेरेक्स एंड पोरेक्स. नाउ अलोंग विद नोइंग द फर्स्ट कॉमेडी और फर्स्ट ट्रेजेडी दैट वाज रिटन, यू शुड ऑल्सो नो सम एग्जाम्पल्स ऑफ ट्रेजिक कॉमेडीज. Why? Because if you mix tragedy and comedy, what do you get? Tragic comedy. So some good examples of tragic comedy, ye aapko pata hona chahiye. And when we read about drama, the work of Aristotle's Poetics, that comes to mind because that is regarded as the earliest work on dramatic theory, particularly tragedy. So make sure you know about the components of tragedy as explained by Aristotle in his Poetics and also the definition given by Aristotle of tragedy. So what is a tragedy? Aristotle says that tragedy is an imitation of an action that is serious, complete and of a certain magnitude. And through pity and fear affecting the proper purgation or catharsis of these emotions. Okay, so the purpose of tragedy is purgation of emotions, of pity and fear. This is the original definition given by Aristotle. Afterwards, you should also know the different elements of tragedy that Aristotle highlights. For example, himarsya, or the tragic flaw, or the fatal flaw of a protagonist or a character. Uske baad, peripetia, where there is a kind of reversal. After that, anagnorisis, which is a kind of recognition, when characters realize or recognize something. After that, Aristotle also talks about denouement. Okay, denouement. What is denouement? Basically a conclusion after the climax of a narrative, in which the complexities of the plot are unraveled and the conflict is finally resolved. For instance, a villain in a play may be exposed. If there is a kind of mystery, then the mystery is finally resolved. Now, what is peripetia? Peripetia is the turning point in a drama after which the plot moves steadily to its denouement or to its conclusion. So, in a tragedy, there can be a shift of the tragic protagonist's fortune from good to bad. So, a kind of reversal. What is anagnorisis? It is a startling discovery that produces a change from ignorance to knowledge. And what is catharsis? The purification or purgation of the emotions, especially of pity and fear, through art or through drama or through the dramatic performance. Uske baad, when you are reading about drama, read about the sub-genres of drama. Of course, I talked about comedy and tragedy. But along with this, there are some other sub-genres or other sub-varieties. For example, mime. M-I-M-E. What is a mime? Mime mein kya hota hai? That only gestures are there. So, no sound. Without sound. Uske baad ek aur sub-genre hai, pantomime. What is a pantomime? Pantomime is mostly plays relating to children or children's plays keh sakte hain. Uske baad ek aur important sub-variety hai, closet drama. So, what is a closet drama? Now, closet drama is primarily meant for reading, not for enactment on stage or not for production. Okay? And some modern examples of closet drama can be John Milton's Samson Agonists. Okay? Samson Agonists, which came out in 1671. Uske baad, there is a very famous play by Thomas Hardy called The Dynasts. Okay, The Dynasts, which came out in 1903 to 1908. So, and this play, The Dynasts, came out in three parts. Okay, so it came out over a period of 5 years. Ye teen parts release hue the. So, these two are modern examples of closet drama. Now, uske baad, ek aur sub-genre hai called Dramatic Ballet. Now, ballet is B-A-L-L-E-T. Jab hum ballet sunte hain, toh what is it that comes to mind? A type of dance, right? Aapne ballet dance dekha hoga. But dramatic ballet is considered to be a kind of theatrical performance. Theek hai? And one more thing. When we are reading about drama, you should also keep in mind that how it is different from theater. So, drama aur theater mein kya difference hai? Drama is something which is the written part. Theater is when that written part is performed on stage. So the performance bit is called theater. Until the time it is written, it is just drama. And dramatic ballet is a kind of theatrical performance. Therefore, dramatic ballet is not limited to just a dance, but it also intends to tell a story or to express an idea. So there is music as well as dance steps as well as stage scenery. And all of this is combined to tell a story or express an idea without the use of words. Uske baad ek aur sub variety hai called opera. So what is a opera? O-P-E-R-A, opera. Opera is a kind of musical play where there is singing, there is music. And a good example in the field of literature is the famous play called Beggar's Opera by John Gay. Okay? And Beggar's Opera is a ballad opera. Okay? B-A-L-L-A-D, ballad. A ballad opera. Okay? That is the precise form of opera that the Beggar's Opera is. Ye agar aapne play padha hai. And this play was performed in London in 1728. Now, after that, there is another sub-variety called radio drama or radio play. Wo kya hota hai? Now, as it happens in a radio station where we have radio jockeys saying some things, and when we listen to it at home or while going to work, while driving, we have to imagine what is going on. Maan lo ki 2-3 log hain wahan bol rahe hain. Then we have to imagine that, okay, there's something going on. A similar kind of thing happens in a radio drama. There are characters in a radio station who try to enact a play or a kind of performance. But we can't see them. Hum unko dekh nahi sakte. It is something which happens on radio. So we have to imagine what is going on. So radio drama doesn't have a visual component. It only has a auditory component. Whereas mime क्या था, M-I-M-E, mime क्या था, उसमें auditory component है ही नहीं. All it has is a visual component. There are only gestures, movements, facial expressions. ठीक है, तो एकदम diametrically opposite चीजें हैं. Radio drama is totally opposite to a mime. And during the times of Shakespeare, there was something called comedy of humors. And who is famous for comedy of humors? Ben Jonson. Ben Jonson is the contemporary of Shakespeare. So you should know what is the meaning of comedy of humors. What are the four humors which Ben Jonson talks about? Uske baad, if you move to modern times, there are some other very famous sub-varieties or sub-genres of drama. For example, theater of the absurd. Aur jab theater of the absurd ka naam aata hai, toh what name comes to mind? Samuel Beckett, right? Samuel Beckett, Eugenia Ionesco, Harold Pinter. These are some famous names in the field of theater of the absurd. And when you read about theater of the absurd, make sure that you also read about that famous essay by Albert Camus called The Myth of Sisyphus. Okay, The Myth of Sisyphus by Albert Camus. And this essay was published in 1942. Aur is essay mein basically, you know the what actually happens in this essay, but what is the meaning that this essay is trying to convey? The meaning is that human condition in general is essentially absurd or devoid of purpose. This is the meaning that is being conveyed. And the reason why we have plays of the class of theater of the absurd is this, because all the dramatists under the category of theater of the absurd try to convey this point, that the human situation is essentially absurd and devoid of purpose. So this is what they want to convey. This is the meaning. Because otherwise, if you see any of the plays of theater of the absurd, any of the plays, it seems meaningless. कि क्या मतलब है, what is the meaning that they are trying to convey, what is the moral of the story. So make sure that you read this essay by Albert Camus, The Myth of Sisyphus. Now उसके बाद एक और sub genre या sub variety है called problem plays. Now what are problem plays? Now this is a type of drama that developed during the Victorian times to deal with controversial social issues. It wanted to expose social ills. Let's say any kind of social problem it wanted to pick up and highlight. And there are two very famous names in the field of problem plays. One is George Bernard Shaw, G.B. Shaw, and the other is Henrik Ibsen. Very famous. Ye log bahut famous hai, especially in the field of problem plays. And some examples of Henrik Ibsen, his plays can be A Doll's House. Theek hai, this is also a good example of problem play. So from an exam point of view, you should know about all of these genres, or let's say sub-genres of drama. So including the definition, basic definition. Uske baad, some major examples from the field of literature. Then who were the major exponents of these sub-genres? Matlab, who are the major figures or major writers associated with problem plays or theater of the absurd or comedy of humors? After that, some major examples of mysteries, moralities and miracles. For example, morality play ka to maine bataya hai aapko, that Every Man, this is one of the most famous morality plays. Along with that, the other sub-genres that I discussed, for example, closet drama, radio play, mime, pantomime, opera, and also the ideas of Aristotle with respect to tragedy.